Two girls, both young and fair of face, walked by the rushing river. One girl, her heart the blackest stone, had grown to hate the other. And though she wore a smiling face, she'd fallen far from human grace. Her sister she did murder. And by the lonely Tothill marsh, the girl did breathe her last. Thrown from the twisting Tyburn's edge into the stream so fast. The killer watched her sister drown, smiled as her body floated down beneath the rushing river. The river hid its guilty face beneath the dirt of ages, but hidden deep and far below, the angry water rages. And on this murdered daughter's bones, there grew the city's ancient stones, one death among so many. And others came to die in time upon the stones of Tyburn, hung from the twisted gallows tree to face a justice stern. The blood that flowed into the ground was now the blood of London town and of that hidden river. Death, plague and dreadful poverty are suffered by the living. Still for the restless, angry dead, there will be no forgiving. The seasons pass and bring a fool to build a house at Old King's School above the secret river. He dug the soil in that fell place where he had made his home. And as he worked, he found himself holding the whitest bone. He took his blade to carve a horn, and from his work a flute was born to sing the song of Tyburn. And from that time until this day, the only song the flute would play.